All right, today we're sitting down in New Orleans with Miss Gloria from Miss Gloria's Garden. And I was introduced to you through Hands on New Orleans last Thursday, I think it was. Mm-hmm. I wanted to come down on Saturday, but that I had like two other interviews, so I didn't. But oh my gosh, today has been phenomenal because I didn't really know what to expect. I looked on your website mm-hmm. a little bit, and I mean, it looked awesome, but you were beyond cool.
Oh, thank you.
You are a cool lady. Been so entertaining. And yeah, I just, okay, so I know a little bit about you of what you've talked about, but mm-hmm. start from well, wherever you'd like to.
I moved to New Orleans from Chicago because I like 90 degrees weather and I love gardening. And in New Orleans, you can garden all year round. There's no seasonal thing. I don't garden by season where you have to grow this now or then. As long as it's hot and you got plenty of sun, you can grow anything as long as you keep it watered.
Uh-huh.
You know, because if it's real hot, it needs a lot more water. And people tend to, if the climate is real hot, they don't want to really go out and deal with the water, and so your stuff doesn't grow. But everything of mine grows all year round. I have no problem with bugs or anything. Because when you constantly water your vegetables, you're washing them off, and the bugs don't have time to build a family.
Okay. Except for succulents. I've drowned succulents.
Oh, you can't give succulents a lot of water.
Yeah,
you gotta water them maybe once a week, mm-hmm. and you don't water them until the soil is dry, because they like to be dry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I like growing, and I like feeding the community. I like cooking, and I like to see people enjoy the food. Mm-hmm. And food makes people feel good. So that's what my garden is all about. It's about letting me feed you so you can eat good, then you feel good. And if you feel good, you're going to look good because mm-hmm. you feel good about yourself. So my motto in my garden is, if you can't touch with love, don't touch at all. Just leave it alone. So I get a lot of young people who come to my garden from all over the world. And I like it because they say that young people are lost, but I haven't met any. Mm-hmm. I meet so many people that are positive, that have goals and are trying to make a difference in the world. So I try to talk to them and talk about things that are going on in life and how we as individuals can make it better. Because nothing is going to change. You have to do it one person at a time. Because I find that group things don't really work because everybody is not really that serious. They just want to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so my garden is a feel-good space. And I try to make a space where you can come and feel good. The vibe is good. And you can enjoy being there. The only thing that's happening with me in my life now is that this is my third garden that I've had something happen drastically. My first garden, I had it for 4 years, and someone bought the property out of state, and then they just sent somebody to clean it off. And someone called me one morning and said, they're bulldozing your garden over. And I
without a warning? Like, they didn't even tell you?
Oh, no, goodness. No, without a warning. Yeah, because when the people buy the property, you know, I had went through the city and was just on it, and so they bought it online. So they don't know what's happening there. They just came. But they were nice, though. They dug up my trees for me, what they hadn't already torn up.
Right.
You know, but then I moved around the corner, and I was on another lot for 4 years, and I had 7 lots. So I had a huge garden. I had made big investments. And then I lost that spot. And I had spent a lot of money there, that people had donated so much money and spent so much time there. So I lost that spot. So I've moved to another garden, and now it was a fire and I don't want to move, but they want to sell the whole lot. So I'm trying to find some grant writers mm-hmm. to help me write grants so I can save this space. Because it's a lot I do in the community, but if I keep having to move my garden, then I can't help make a change in the community. I like feeding the people in the community. People come by my garden, a man say, "This is the healing garden." Mm-hmm. I said, "You call my garden the healing garden?" He say, "Yeah, because you make people feel good." I said, "Well, okay, tell me what's wrong with you so I can make you feel good."
I love it.
Yeah, so I gave him some vegetables and stuff and told him how to go home and cook it. I said, "Then come back and tell me how you feel in a few days." So I get a lot of that, and I let the community come and pick. And then I do the arts and craft classes with kids, and I have a program called Developing the Young Entrepreneur. And what they do, we make things to sell. So you have to do what I say. You can't do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You have to learn first. So I teach them how to do mass making. We paint on canvas. And then after you make your items, and then you can do plants. Or you can just, whatever it is you like to do, I just make you better at it. And then we set up cash flow sheets. You have to do a sheet that shows how much money you spent, how much were your supplies, and then you have to put a value on your product. And then after that, you sell it, and then I want you to see what you have to spend your money on. Do you spend it on rent, light, phone? No. Your money is all yours. This is what your parents are spending. So what are you going to do with your money? Mm-hmm. So then we invest it back into you making more money on your art, or and save some. And then what I have them do is you have to do something, be invested in the community. So we do a feeding. We do a community feeding and feed the homeless, and the kids have to be involved and serve. And so it makes them learn how to give back. Mm-hmm. And then once they start feeding and serving, they really enjoy it. You know, they like giving back. You know, so I try to teach the giving back. So I'm looking for investors and carpenters and builders so I can keep that corner. Yeah. But that's really what I'm about, is just I want to feed people, and I'd like to have gardens all over New Orleans where you can go to one garden and pick what you want to eat. I'd like to have a garden where I'm just growing greens or microgreens or peas, and you can just say, "I want some greens today. I'm going to stop over on Villa and pick me some." Or, "I want some beans. I'm going to go over to Louisa and get some beans," because we have a lot of vacant properties, and we could just have vegetable gardens and just grow one thing where it's enough to feed enough people.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do. That's my goal.
How did you get to have such a like a community-based heart? Like, have you always been that way?
I've always been that way. And my mom worked with retarded kids and kids with cerebral palsy. So she made us every weekend. We had to go and work with these kids, no matter what. Every Saturday, we had to go and work with them and help feed them and do activities. So I just got used to doing that. And I find that when you give, it makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. And you get more. You get more blessings when you just give. And I just like to treat people good so they can learn how to feel good. Yeah. A lot of people don't know what it is to be treated good. That's what happened to a lot of young people. So I get a lot of young people off the street that come to my garden, and I feed them, and I try to give them work to do and talk to them about why are you in the situation you're in and what you can do to make it better.
Yeah, it's like garden therapy.
Yeah, because they really don't know. So I do self-love in the garden. Mm-hmm. We have self-love Sunday, and what we do is meditation, and we have yoga and a pop-up with food, but something healthy and workout. And people really like that. And I have different vendors come and set up, and you can come and work out and socialize. And
this is every week?
I do it once a month on a Sunday. It's self-love Sunday. So we're going to start back in May. Mm-hmm. Because of the virus, we stopped. But before the virus, I had movie night in the garden. And I'm getting ready to start exercise classes. Mm-hmm. Because I find a lot of my friends and people I've been meeting, their kids have been home with the virus, and they've gained a lot of weight.
Right.
So I'm going to have exercise in the front of the lot over there on Claiborne. But I don't want it where you're doing push-ups and that. I want to do relay races and the three-legged race with the sack. Do some different activities that kids
they can just
enjoy, but they can move all over. Yeah, the pogo stick. You know, they need to do different things that they'll enjoy doing, but it's working them out.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So that's what I want to do, where I can have activities where it's fun, but it's running and jumping, because kids don't jump rope anymore. Mm-hmm. You don't see them with the pogo stick. You don't see them playing games. I want them to do some things where you just run and have a good time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love that. Yeah.
So that's what I'm really about, is trying to touch as many people as I can and just make a change, make people think better and feel better.
Awesome.
Treat each other better, yeah.
That's perfect. Well, right. We don't have to make this like super long, because okay. We've already talked for like hours, and I loved it. I loved every minute. The amount of people that I'm meeting through this are just incredible. And like, I would have had no idea that you were doing so many things, but like, you're just happy. Like I told you, like I walked into your apartment, I'm like, this is just a happy space. You're colorful and a happy person, and you have a big smile, like, and you're doing great stuff in the world. So
yes, yeah, so I enjoy. It makes a difference when you. I get so many great people that just come by, you know, just out of the blue, and they were like, "How do you always get people to come?" I says, "What you give out is what comes to you,"
mm-hmm.
And it really does. Huh? And I believe in treating people like I want to be treated, no matter how you treat me.
Right.
I'm not
right.
going to make you change who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I just look at you and say, "Oh, you're missing your blessing."
Yeah.
You know, because people have said to me, "That lady was so mean to you, and you were so nice." And I said, "I didn't even know she was being mean, because my mind don't go there. I don't." Uh-huh. Yeah, I said, "I don't even notice that." I said, "I couldn't tell they were mean. I wasn't paying any attention to that."
I love it. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
How can people find you, or like, how can they either find your like a website, Instagram,
my website, Miss Gloria's Garden, and basically that's basically it. I'm not really a computer person, so different people come to the garden and put up stuff. But I never really put anything on the computer. You just have to look up Miss Gloria's Garden.
Is there volunteer opportunities and stuff
on
there as
well? Yeah, there's volunteers.
Yeah,
everything on there. It's a volunteer form you can fill out and everything. And I have someone that deals with all the forms for volunteering, and she sends it to me, and then I'll call you and get in touch with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.